Supreme game taking over. That's a promise, not a threat. Uppercut season, no time. You stop breathing. Yeah, yeah, what's good, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Real Talk, where, as always, if shit's real, we talk about it. Yo, I'm your host for tonight, Pat Scorpio, the England representative. And as always, I got my man with me. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Yo, what it do? Shuttleworth the God, a.k.a. the GOAT Artist, a.k.a. LB, Lot of the Boss. You know what it is, gang. Ringgangradio.com in the building. Monday night, boxing talk, so let's get into it. Yes, sir.
Ring gang in the house forever and always. And as always, I got my other man with me. I'm gonna let him introduce himself.
Hey, yo, what's good, y'all? You know who this is, your boy King People, digger boxer in the building. Ring gang radio all day. Let's go. Don't mind me, a little tired, but I'm here. So,
anyone banned from the bodega, though?
I'm too tired to ban anybody. I'll do the bannings Thursday.
There you go. And last, but certainly not least, I got my other man with me. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Hey, West Flies Conscious Pilot, the West Coast Avenger. Number one contender, preparing for liftoff. Let's get it. Ring that radio.
Yes, sir. Conscious Pilot.
Hey, yo.
Elevating above the clouds, you dig. And looks like Blazing Killer is calling you out, LB.
Yeah, yo. Honestly, we got a fourth topic. I forgot about this, yo. Like, yo, this impromptu, because Blazing Killer, he's right here. We could get onto it right now and get this out the way. Yo, King Pilot, bring up the poll topic, please.
You mean Pilot, bro? Just Pilot.
Well, either one of them, niggas.
Hold on, let's see.
Yeah. Because I remember, because I was saying, like, goddamn, like, LB is not using the type to go back and forth with niggas on Twitter like this. And I'm like, I'm seeing all these
But I really wasn't, because I was like, it's an agree to disagree type of shit. Like, there's nothing you can do to convince me, but we gonna go at it right now. Like, we can definitely spit some bars for it real quick.
We're trying to find it. One sec. All right, here we go.
Cool. No problem. Go.
So we did
it. I'm in boxing mode. I just trained, like,
I got you.
So like several different niggas right now. So we good. Right?
So we asked a few days ago, I think Friday it was, if they were to fight next, who would you pick between Richardson Hitchens or Brandon Lee? Got three more days to vote, so check us out at Ring Gang Radio on every platform but Twitter for this poll. We got 39 votes with 54% picking Lee. And 46, obviously, for Hitchens.
I mean,
well, here's my thing. Like, I think it's pretty close. It's a good matchup to me, but I think obviously since Hitchens had that bad performance, you know, I can see why Lee kind of got the nod a little bit. If Hitchens looked,
hold on, allegedly Lee has a bunch of bad performances.
I mean, right? He got dropped and had a
so I mean, there's something going on here. Like,
but what I'm saying is Hitchens recency bias, right? Hitchens literally just fought 2 weeks ago against a 5'5" guy that just moved.
I know the recency bias. But this is for the niggas who are saying Lee is so bad, because I haven't seen Lee look as bad as Hitchens looked last week.
How do you think he did against Campo, the one Teal knocked out at his first fight at 140?
I mean, I saw Campo.
Remember that fight?
That was a hard fight.
I was the one who didn't see it. I saw it late. Like, y'all seen it and my little sister seen it. Y'all, like, Pat made it out like there was a fucking robbery.
Nah, there was something bigger on, but I was watching it, like, it was a really close fight. Like, it was a 7-5, it seemed like.
And see, and now my sister, when she saw it, she was like, it's a close fight. It was good. She gave Lee the edge because he won, like, the first half and landed the hardest shots, but he had to really work for it. But she said at worst, it could be a draw at worst. And so I've got two different perspectives, you know, on this fight. So I finally see it for myself, and I'm like, it's a close fight, but I still feel like Lee did a little bit more to win. And at worst, I could see a draw. I didn't see a robbery. I didn't see Lee losing. And the difference, Lee loses harder than, if Lee looks like Hitchens, when Hitchens just still looked worse. Because at the end of the day, Lee gives as much as he gets. Hitchens doesn't.
That's also true.
Like, and I think people kind of see that. So hold on. So let me go with what you're saying. Okay, head ring getting shutter. Do you really believe Brandon Lee beats Richardson Hitchens? I really can't see it. You got to understand, Brandon Lee is really bad. simply eye test and you see that Hitchens easily beats. So what is Lee doing so bad that out of them 39 people, 54% still have him, still give him the edge if they fought? Because if we go down the line, what does Hitchens really do that much better than Lee? Except for fucking
using
a jab.
He's supposed to be the better boxer, but yeah, I don't know.
I can't tell.
But Lee has pop, and he's fought like
okay,
a
okay, fight. Okay. Let's go.
Close fight. It's a good matchup to me.
He's more hittable than Lemons, and he doesn't. And he's not as great as pressuring as Lemons is. Lemons is a better pressuring than Hitchens is. So he gonna be on target all fucking night.
But Hitchens was mad hittable against Lemos.
Look.
This is the thing. If Lee is as hittable as Hitchens, he still hit the nigga more.
Yeah, and I've seen
or Lee just as much. Or his punches count more. Whereas Hitchens, he's jab. Oh, hold on, my back. He's conventional. I'm sorry. Jab. Occasional decent right hand that doesn't really do anything. Jab. Clinch. Back up. Take overhand right. Take clean up left hook. Clinch. Like you're not getting that consistent firepower from Hitchens like you're gonna get with Lee, win or lose.
Yeah. And I've seen, you know, obviously I've seen Brandon Lee stop fights and knock multiple people down. You know, I've only seen really Hitchens beat that guy Bowser up, you know, he didn't get him out of there. Like, you know, Lee has pop, you know what I'm saying? So it's a good fight.
And Hitchens, for his strength and his physical stature and his size, he doesn't punch with enough authority.
Because in every fight that he's had since he's got a match room, he's hurt his opponents to the point where he can get them out of there. One, he actually did get up out of there eventually, but...
And he only has one gear, at least with Brandon Lee. If he's losing or he's struggling, he at least fucking picks it up. He at least fights harder. Right. And if you're not going to make an adjustment, then God damn it, at least fucking try harder. And Hitchens doesn't do that. He's one fucking gear. Like, you know what it is? Fuck it. You know what? God damn. You know what? I'm going to just come out and say it. I'm going to just fucking say it. Too many of you niggas are caught up in the aesthetics of boxing. You guys look at what looks good and you attach yourself to that. So if something looks good, y'all think it is good. Y'all don't look at what's effective. And I think y'all are missing it. You're missing it with Hitchens. Hitchens' form and Hitchens' technique is A1. It looks good. It looks pretty. It looks solid. But he doesn't apply it effectively like he could or like how he should.
Right.
It's, dude, fucking, his jab is as good as Brandon Rios. Yeah. But who jabs more in a fight? Good. Rios. And who's known more as the better boxer between the two? Hitchens.
Yeah, Hitchens.
But who's been more effective with the jab with more styles and who uses it more to get their shots off?
Lee's a big dude. Lee's fought at welterweight and he's competent. I mean, we look at Hitchens and think he's a slick black boxer, but he's not really, you know, he's a little slicker than Montana, I guess, but he's not, you know, like,
that's not that hard.
Brandon Lee, bro, what are y'all do again?
I'm just saying, Brandon Lee is, you know, you can argue, but say Brandon's not.
Neither one of these niggas is slick. At least y'all see it with Brandon Lee. With Hitchens, y'all somehow try to see slickness in this motherfucker.
No, I'm saying he's not as slick as, you know, most would think, or, you know, some people.
He's not slick at all.
Let's just say that. Like, no, there's been fights where he's, you know, looked pretty slick and like.
No, bro, dude. If you're slick. Dude, look, it's like power. It's like any attribute in boxing. If it's you, it shows in every way. It shows in some form or fashion in every fight. Case in point, if you have great footwork and great pressure, win or lose, it's shown in that fight. Perfect example is Ricky Hatton. No matter win or lose, you always see elite footwork from that nigga, even in the Floyd fight. You get what I'm saying? If it's you, it's really you. Hitchens is too fucking hit or miss with the goddamn the technique and the skill when applying his skills. So you don't see it all the time. But since it looks good when he does work, does make it apply, everybody overrates it. So that's all I'm saying. Montana Love, he's no better than Hitchens. He just punches harder. I think he got quicker hands.
But you know, the brain. But
Brandon Lee C tier, dude. If Brandon Lee is C tier, then Hitchens is C tier as well. Because if you put all their flaws and strengths, they might just equal out to each other. But if you put a gun to my head and said, "Yo, these two niggas is gonna fight or whatever," and I had to bet money or my life, or if they had to bet their life, niggas is gonna pick Lee. Because win or lose, that power is gonna show. That aggression is gonna show.
I mean, the only other thing with Hitchens that he has over Lee is Hitchens has beaten better competition for Lee, because for all this stuff, Lee has more fights, but Lee Lee's best win is a struggle win with Kempa. So it's like he hasn't really kind of evolved his career.
And who has Hitchens beat that's so great like that? Because don't say Pedraza. I'll say Pedraza.
I mean,
don't
say Zepeda is a better win than that was.
Dude, no. Bro. How long are we going to keep fucking giving credit to Zepeda?
Nigga, I can't give no credit to Lee on his wins, bro. Like, I know
what he's doing. Bro. Did Hitchens knock out Zepeda?
But I'm saying, Zepeda challenged for a title 3 times. Campos.
No, wait. Did Hitchens knock out Zepeda?
He did not. No.
Did Zepeda get knocked out before?
Yes, yeah. By Progre. Of
course. Then that's it. So if you don't improve on that performance, I can't give you the same fucking credit. Get the fuck out of here. That Hitchens win over Zepeda don't mean shit in the long scheme of things if you don't knock him out. Will we be giving Progre credit for knocking out that nigga Bud knocked out at 140?
You don't give him credit for Bud knocked out. It doesn't matter, nigga. Like,
exactly. So if I'm already giving Bud kind of decent bit of credit.
You don't give Bud credit for that knockout.
Bud gets credit, but Progre gets some credit too because he also knocked him out early. But the situation with motherfucking with Hitchens, you can't give him credit like that if he fucking takes him to the distance and this nigga already passed it and then had way worse performances and got stopped. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I see what you're saying recognition wise, yeah, Zepeda, but look. If you got Zepeda on your resume and you're not knocking him out after the Progre fight, come on. That's like, look, are we giving Catterall credit like that over the fucking Linares win when he didn't stop him?
Nigga, that's not, we don't bring up that fight around here, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But hold on, Hitchens, okay, 100% Shutter. Yeah, salute Android, what it do? Hitchens modeled his entire fight style over late stage Floyd, and only one aspect of it as well.
I mean, Hitchens was with Mayweather Promotions. Like, it's not. I mean,
but he literally only like really studied one. Like, he studied one aspect. Like, Floyd gave him the book, and this nigga just went straight to like one chapter and only just looked at that chapter.
Well, Hitchens, at least, like, I know because he's similar to Jill Hackett, who had a tweet but deleted it, saying he's basically done with Mayweather Promotions because they didn't give him a fight in a year. Like, he's a guy that has talent, but Mayweather Promotions only, like, seems to push one guy at a time. You know what I mean? You know, Tank and then Kramel. You know, like...
Well, so they push Rolly, but, you know...
Rolly, I mean, Rolly, yeah. You can say Rolly, but I'm saying...
Dude, like, because, look, Hitchens ain't having the type of performances that you can really push. But the nigga runs his mouth on Twitter and talks about everybody else's performance, but when it's his time... you know, he's going life or death with niggas that he's more talented than.
You know, Floyd tried with Baldu Jack and, you know, Jaylion Love, and, you know, those guys. But, you know, so, like, it seems like
he... Yeah, but at least with Baldu Jack was having the performances where you could really say, God damn, Floyd, yo, throw this niggas a bone. Like, stop talking about Golovkin and not bringing up Baldu Jack as a potential opponent. You know, stop promoting your strip club for the weekend and not Baldu Jack's fight that's on the same weekend. That's the shit niggas is saying, because Baldu Jack was putting in work. Hitchens ain't putting in work like that. Hitchens has the toddy, has the talent and the style, the body to be bodying niggas, and he's not. And then what's that shit, Pilot? I'm sorry, apologies. King P was saying in the fucking in the goddamn chat where dude was saying he's been in the spaces. And he was already having interviews and sounding funny in the light with not liking to get hit.
Looking at
147 is, you know, like some, oh shit, like these are some real killers. When you just as big as them niggas.
Yeah, he was sounding shook, and I didn't like that.
And see, and this is why I'll respect a nigga like Mario Barrios, who doesn't have the talent of Hitchensons, but he's not fucking, I don't know, man. Those some big guys over there. Like, he's like, all right, fuck it. Them niggas big, but I'm big too. And that's G shit. That's, I know Pat might disagree with me on that, but at least you can see that aspect of it. Like,
yeah, I can see that he's game, but you know, that's where the buck stops with that nigga.
Bro. Yeah, I'm not trying to say nothing. All I'm saying, Hitchens should be just as game as a guy like Mario Barrios. I think we all can agree on that.
Yeah.
And at least try to fight like that. Shudder, he applies his skills effectively. Oh, yeah, I read that. Brandon Lee just needs more seasoning. Exactly. Like, y'all don't see that? Like,
no, Brandon Lee has almost 30 fights. It's time for his nigga to step up. There's no more seasoning.
Well, look, you know what? I agree, but this is the thing. Some niggas are just who they are, bro. Brandon Lee, I think who he is, I think Hitchens is who he is. Right. Like, you know, and at this point, if there was a fight each other, me personally, I'm going with Lee. I could understand Hitchens, you know, Hitchens is in the fight. It's a close fight. Don't make me, you know, if y'all think Hitchens get it, it's cool.
Well, if Lee is who he is, then he's not good. He's not good enough.
If Hitchens is who he is, then Hitchens ain't good. Like, them niggas is equal. Because no one has convinced me that Hitchens does anything where I could pick him over Lee. Like, they balance out. It's like one team having a good point guard in the center, and another team having a great point power forward and a great shooting guard.
That analogy, that's a wild ass analogy, yo.
It just balances out, nigga. It's like, alright, we got motherfucking we got Jason Kidd, and we got Shaq over here. We got Tim Duncan and Vince Carter. Fuck it, like, if you lose either, like, yo, that's an equal ass. Like, I'm just like, are we going to really argue who, if you end up with any one of those teams in that matchup, are you going to really bitch and moan like that?
No, not really.
Not really. You like, okay, I got my weapons. That nigga, that's Brandon Lee. Thank you, Android. Lee's power will make Hitchens super tentative, especially when they start exchanging.
Yeah.
A guy like Hitchens, you already like, he's not there for exchanges like that. How is he going to win the fight if he... Look, if you're not a guy who can fucking run offense off your punches, off your jab, then your jab has to be super dominant. I'm talking Pereira versus Danny Garcia dominant.
Good analogy. I like that one.
Like, and the way I use that analogy, and the reason I use that analogy because... Danny's the puncher in that fight. He's equal as a boxer. Got all the attributes. He's younger. He's prime. He's supposed to be there. But Herrera had the most dominant move in the whole fight, and he busted him up, being the lighter puncher too. But he dominated with the jab, and he punched off of it. Hitchens hasn't even shown me that yet. So that's all I'm saying. They really know what to say. I hope these niggas fight and it's not a fucking mystical matchup, but yeah, man, I'm telling you, y'all gotta stop falling in love with aesthetics. Like Derek Gaynor looked good too. There's a lot of these niggas aesthetics, they look good. Then you put them in a firefight and it's the niggas is really the C-class fighter that they really are.
I mean, you heard me. I mean, honestly, if you heard me on these podcasts, I mean, I say similar things about Wilder. Or like I bring up all the time. You know, it's the same thing. And honestly, we'll talk more about Wilder in the next coming weeks and stuff like that. Since he's in a pretty much a interesting fight in on June 1st. But yeah, it's like same thing. It's like yes, you know, they're effective doing one thing, but if they take away that one thing, what are they left with?
Yeah, when Hitchens can't dominate you with the jab, and he doesn't have a dominant jab like that. It shows up. It's just the movement and the clinching adds to it. But I'm talking about a dominant jab where, like, Golovkin versus Lemieux, dominant jab.
Yeah.
Vladimir Klitschko's career, dominant jab.
At Cortez's career, jab, breaking faces, ending careers, jab.
Dominant jab. So if you're going to be a guy who's not launching the power hand, your jab has to be on that level. What they say, a good right hand to take you around the block, a great jab to take you around the world. Mm-hmm. You're literally jabbing a circle around the fucking world.
Word.
And you have to jab around the world, not jab three times and you're in Egypt, then you're in South America. No, around the globe. God damn it. Show me a fucking dominant jab from this nigga in a fight where he's equally matched, and then we'll fucking talk again, right? Because when Lee is with another C-level fighter like himself, he's having firefights and fucking his power, his one thing he's good at is the dominant thing in the fight.
Right.
So that's all I'm saying. If it's you, it's you. Pat Big Ass getting in a fight right now. He's 6 feet, big motherfucker, strong. Like, if he doesn't showcase that power and leverage somehow, whether a throw, a slam, body slam, a punch, something, that's not really him. He's just a big nigga for no reason. And I highly doubt that. Mm-hmm. So is Hitchens a fucking boxer for no reason? Does he die? Is his jab smoking mirrors?
Android, not gonna lie, I really want both Campbell and Max that were in the pocket with Lee and were fine. Lee don't got one punch KO power at elite level, and he won't generate good power movement.
Lee has
Lee done has some serious knockouts, nigga.
I mean, Lee has knockouts, but he hasn't. But also, Lee hasn't fought anyone at the elite level. Like Campa was probably his most elite opponent, but he didn't get rid of Campa. You
know, yeah, but he hurt him several times. Like he felt that fucking power. But this is the thing. Like Pat said, Lee ain't fought no one at the elite level. Hitchens hasn't fought no one at the elite level. But when they're matched with guys on their level, you see where the fucking water seeps to his level. We saw that when he fought Zachary Ochoa. You're basing that opinion only off Hitchens' last fight versus a way more difficult style matchup. Who's a way better fighter than Lee? Get the fuck out of here! These niggas is all the same! Like, dude, Lemos did not do anything that was fucking great. It only looked great because Hitchens lacks that fucking much in boxing.
And on top of that, didn't do enough road work.
Thank you! Oh my, do y'all niggas watch fucking boxing? Like, dude, look. Look, I'll be honest. Like, the exact shit that Lemos was doing against Hitchens is what I've been working on in my training videos. When Rome sends me them fucking clips, I'm gonna be uploading them all week, and y'all gonna see this shit I'm talking about. Lemos is not doing anything fucking special. He's moving his fucking head, jabbing, feigning, moving his head, working the body. When he closes distance, he's working combinations with both hands. That's what you're supposed to do against guys with great jabs. He's not unlocking some secret fucking code. It's not some DLC content that he won or he purchased early or some shit. Like, if him doing the basic shit you're supposed to do after you've been in the gym for 3 months, if that makes him some elite level guy that's better than motherfucking Lee, I don't know what the fuck. Like what the fuck? Like if Hitch's jab is so dominant, he should be knocking guys out. He should be beating dudes up with his jab and knocking them out. If your jab is so dominant and these guys are lesser guys, because I know one of you niggas gonna be like, well, Herrera didn't knock out Danny Garcia. He busted his shit up though.
Yeah,
so if you got a dominant jab, you probably beating niggas up with that shit. And if you got any type of physical strength or pop and you're a big guy physical, then you're supposed to be start beating niggas ass with that right hand afterwards. Like Pat said, that's, you could go to any bazooka fight, any Klitschko fight, goddamn Golovkin Lemieux. Like, I'm not just saying like bullshit, like, bro, like, y'all say difficult style matchup. Like, y'all niggas act like this motherfucker was fighting prime Roberto Duran or Roman Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he should be using it like Haney did program. Yeah. Yeah, Haney.
That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, like let's stop. Like when y'all favorites get start getting exposed, let's stop with them fucking overrating these guys, exposing them. Lemos is world class. Hitchens is world class. Lee is world class. They C-level world class. Until otherwise.
Right.
Because there's levels in world class, nigga. Yeah. Or Haney did Kambosos. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, Kambosos got schooled by the jab and got busted up in the second fight by it. Yeah.
Haney did, look, Haney dominated Kambosos with the jab the first fight. Yeah. He still landed power shots off of it, but it was a more dominant jab fight.
Yeah.
The second fight, Haney worked off a dominant jab and he really beat the shit out of Kambosos. Kambosos landed a few more extra shots because Haney was more engaging, but overall he got his ass whooped.
Yeah.
So if you go to one little clip where Kambosos lands on Haney, yeah, this is boxing. That happened. But overall the story was he got his ass kicked.
Yeah. Big time.
Against zombie Haney. So, I mean, so yeah, man, crazy. Like y'all gotta start focusing on what's effective. See, look, Pat, I got it. Y'all noticed how Lemos was effective, and then y'all just started saying he's the fucking second coming of Roberto Duran. When y'all see how effective he is, now he's an elite fighter. Mm-hmm. All these niggas is the same fucking level. Like, don't pick and choose when niggas is effective and now he's elite. Or like, oh, it's a different style matchup. No, he's just effective with what he's supposed to be fucking doing. If Hitchens is better, he's gonna look better.
You know, like I said, I mean, Hitchens can only learn from it. You know, that's if he doesn't want to be on some Twitter finger shit. Like, because, you know, as we all know, he has a title shot with Matias or Pyro, whoever is the winner in the next couple of months. You know, most likely it'll probably be for the fall or something like that. Whoever's next, though. So, you know, he might want to, and obviously, although he was talking about taking one more warm up, which you know, me being old school, I was disgusted. And he was talking about
writing. I am too, because this is the thing. The reason why I'm so disgusted with it, because unless you're seriously going to work on the flaws that were exposed, if you fight somebody that's on the same level of Lemos, or even if you fight somebody that's a level below, if they do what Lemos did and tries as hard. If they try to do what Lemos did and try as hard as he did, they might end up making Hitchens look bad, and it might score an upset.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my whole, I'd rather you go back to the drawing board, fix that shit, and then do it against Matias. Because right now, Matias beats his ass.
Yeah, Matias will beat the fuck out of him.
And he already low-key kind of know. And this is the thing. Lemos applies his skills a little more, like a little better than Matias. Matias is a level above because his intangibles are a level above. But Matias doesn't really move his head closing distance.
Mm-mm.
He literally just walks in a straight line jabbing you.
Yeah.
So
and he's able to get away with it because his chin, he's walked through big punches. He's
tough. He's chin, great forearms, defense, he's tough. He expects dudes to get off on him like that early. Pause. Mm-hmm. So nobody, you gotta outbox him, turn him. Like, it's not too difficult if you know what you're doing or you believe in your boxing, but that's for another night. But yeah, we talked enough on this shit, man. But yeah, man, like, if I'm wrong, I know recency bias always plays a part, but there's too many niggas saying Hitchens is so great for the scores to be that close on the damn the Twitter poll.
Right.
There's a lot of niggas, fucking I'm shout out to my nigga Ray Nephew. I know he be dying, shout out my nigga, he be in the comments sometime a lot. Shout out to him, because he even was like, yo, I kinda see Lee. Like, everybody knows the power, you know. And that's one thing y'all understand. When somebody's getting outboxed and they still try, that means they're not easily discouraged. Mm-hmm. That's great. That's a great character trait to have. Lemo style is perfect to give Hitchens issues. Pressure fighter over pure boxer, and it was still competitive.
Yeah, it was.
It was so competitive that niggas thought Lemo was robbed. You know what I mean?
It was like,
I'm just saying, like, I mean,
yeah.
Hold on, was, Blazing Killer, are you the nigga on Twitter that was going deep in this shit?
Yeah, that's probably it.
That's it. Oh, okay, salute. I see. Okay, now I understand why.
But yeah. I mean, yeah, it's similar to Edward Vasquez and Ray Ford. I mean, Vasquez, I thought, won the fights. I mean, that's one thing. Like, when I met Ray Ford, I couldn't. I want to mention that, but it wouldn't go over too well if I mentioned that to his face after he had a war. So I had to kind of
see. That's more like a podcast type of question type of shit. Like, I don't know. That's literally like.
Yeah.
Like, you got to, I don't know. That's hard. That's a hard segment. But I feel you. Because we was honest with them, Johnny Rice before. When you watch boxing, but then he's a lot older too. Like, he's around closer to our age too. So,
well, he's not older than me. I'm older than Johnny.
No, he isn't. But he's closer to our. Like, he's like what, 36, 37?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, he's older than like some niggas on the podcast. So, I mean, not like me and that.
Yeah.
but yeah, like, you know, everybody different. That's a good, you know, we'll see if we could get him on a cast one day. But yeah, you this is a good conversation though. I appreciate it. Salute Blazing Killer, you know.
Yeah, like I said,
if they have a fight, bro, I don't know, we might have to have you as a guest or some shit, bro.
Yeah, now we just patiently wait for Brandon Lee to kind of make his 2024 debut, after his situation kind of straightened out over on the PBC side on what broadcast he's gonna re-debut on for Prime. So,
cause y'all maybe seem like I'm on the fan club or some shit. I'm like, nah, like, this some regular ass shit. I want to see now. I'm like, if Hitchens sends another fight, I like to see Lemos in Lee and see how their style, because remember, Lemos is a reincarnation of damn Roberto Duran and Salvador Sanchez and Rocky Marciano and Joe Frazier and Abe Abuchi, and the list goes on. Imagine if he had one punch power, like, Lord. Pat, I'm going to pass it back to you. Go ahead. And like, once again, salute Blazing Killer for going in and having such a great spirited debate. We appreciate that. Ring game.
No doubt. Though. Obviously, like I said, it's usually the unexpected stuff that kind of, you just never know what will trigger trigger one of us, man. But yeah, that's definitely one of them, because like I said, I see him because, Shuttleworth ate the time to go back and forth with niggas on Twitter. He don't do that. So that's why
I gotta fuck with you. Like, if you're ring game, you see, this is the thing. If you're respectful about it and you're not named calling, and I fucks with you, it's cool. Like, as long as it's respectful, I fuck with it. And now, yeah, I know you ring gang, like, you cool gang, like, salute, bro, like, you good.
Yeah.
If you see me spaz out, it's cause a nigga is getting disrespectful, and all these niggas will tell you, like, I'm not gonna stop or whatever, like, so
right.
That's for the future for some of you niggas who's like, Yo, fuck Shuttleworth. Lee ain't shit, nigga. You ain't shit for believing in him. Like, you think he Bruce Lee's son, nigga? What the fuck? Chill.
No.